Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit, speaking to us heart to heart. And I love the Lord my God and King. He has so many wonderful things to say to his people who love him, and he cherishes each and every one of us. And everything that he gives us to do has its own unique purpose, and it will work. Many people want to do the plan of God, but those who do what the Lord reveals, they are the most effective. I teach this many times. The Lord, he evaluates everything. He evaluates you, your ability to operate in his strength in you, the audience you'll reach, how people will receive you. He think of everything, and even according to his purpose. So whatever he give you to do, that's the order of the day. If you can trust him on it, according to the love of God, if you can only do what he say do, you will be effective and you will reap a harvest. Remember, don't look at the fact that you may not be as well versed as others who other ministers who preceded you. Only look at the Lord and what he can do in your life. What he revealed you, the things he give you to do, the things he revealed to you to do, they will work. Remember, at the last hour is when the harvest will, you know, the Lord will finish reaping the harvest the last hour. And the people who operate the last hour, now Jesus said the last hour, so let's take it literally. That hour could be the last few years, the last few months, the last few days, and it could be the very last hour indeed. Never underestimate what the Holy Spirit can do with a little bit. But don't look at yourself. Don't look at what you don't know. Only do what he say. And people like to reason things away. That's doubt. And remember, doubt always works against God. Don't doubt him. Don't ever doubt it. Only believe him, and you will see the blessed success of God in you. And he will cause you to do something that couldn't be done. Remember, the people that on the last hour of the Lord got people who were not preachers. They were just standing around. And he got them and said, work my vineyard. And they worked that last hour. And others have been working all day. And they reaped so many people. And the Lord was so happy that he paid, you know, he gave everybody the same wage. The people that just started got paid just like the people that was working in the field for life or all day. Don't underestimate what the Lord can do with just a little bit. I've been blessed so many times by people who said the right thing in the right moment, and it just, things just fell in place. Things just, you know, my understanding of what God was relaying to me just fell in place because people were yielding and obedient. They yielded to the Lord and they obeyed him and they said whatever he had to say, and it made the difference. It made the difference, and I made the day. And not only that, I grew and I learned from it, and I helped other people do the same thing. Sometimes the things that God gives will make the difference. A lot of people point to their education. A lot of people point to their wonderful church and their pastors and their mentors and their spiritual fathers and mothers, their parents, even their brothers and sisters in Christ and their natural siblings, and sometimes their children, how God moved in their life. There are so many people who send their children to Sunday school, and the child come back and they do better in school, they do better at home, they're more obedient, and parents are warned. And while they're at it, the Lord put words in the child's mouth, and the parents repent where they need to repent, and they're blessed where they need to be blessed, and they understand where they once didn't. And because people that the Lord used say the right thing. The Holy Spirit knows everybody and what they'll receive and what'll make the difference and what'll make the day. So in life, always consider what the Lord has to say, what the Lord give you to do, what He put on your heart. Too many things have been lost because people consider what they see instead of obeying what they hear God say. And this is a time that's more crucial. People's lives are on the line. You might be saved. You might be on your way to heaven. You're going to have a good future. But you got people in your life. You got people around you. You got people that work for, people that may work for you. And they need to enter into the kingdom of God too. I desire that everybody would, of their own accord, follow God and not be lost. I desire even the people, even the worst people in the world. People may think, well, I don't like those people, or I don't like people that have same-sex marriage, or I don't like people who prostitute themselves, or people who sell drugs. Well, God loves all those people, and He's got to come back and judge people for what they do and what they've done, unless they get out of it, unless they get out of the world system, unless they repent. And see, the love of God helps people repent. I don't want to see people destroyed. I want to see them repent and live. I want to see them saved. I want to see them on God's side. God made them in His image. Satan didn't make them in His image. Satan deceived them somewhere. And I want them to live just like I want to live. And when people do whatever they do that's wrong, I had to learn from the Lord, don't take it personal. Love them. God loves them, you love them. And the love of God works, folks. The love of God is beautiful. And I desire to love every soul. I love every soul. I don't just say I love every soul. God don't like unfeigned love. He wants us to operate in His kind of love, which is true. True love. Serious love. And people who do things that's wrong, God loves them. If you take it personal, what if somebody planted and then the Lord wanted you to water with your love, with your kindness, and then He can give the increase? All He needed was one more person to do their part and He could do the increase. That would have made the day. And then they say, well, that person's not like me. You know, they don't do what I would do. Well, sinners don't, people that operate in sin, they don't operate like the people of God. And to be honest, when we first get saved, we make messes. We do things the wrong way. We just love God and we believe Him now. And we don't have it all together. We have a brand new heart and we have an unrenewed mind. It's just like a baby. You know, a baby don't walk like a toddler, and a toddler don't walk like a teenager. And a teenager, they don't have the temperament of an adult. So the Lord is patient with us in every stage. So we need to be patient with people in whatever stage they're in. So if they're sinners, don't expect nothing. Just like a newborn baby. You don't expect a newborn baby to pull their weight, act right, do right. You got to watch them and take care of them. You rest when they rest. And then when they're alert, you need to be alert, because they might swallow something. They may get bit by something. You have to be alert dealing with newborn babies. And sinners, you know, don't expect too much out of a sinner. But God's love can restore them. And He needs us to represent His love to them. They need us to love them. So don't underestimate what God has you to do. Proud preachers, they limit people. They want people to depend on them. They want people to look to them. They want people to feel like they need them. But the truth is, we need God. We need to obey Him. And we need each other. And the pastors have a role to play. But see, if you're going to do God's will, get rid of the things that mess up everything. Now, all you have to do is go back and study the people of God that love God and obey Him. They didn't use fear tactics. They didn't make people feel inferior like Saul did. Saul was jealous against David, and to the point that he tried to murder him more than once. Over four times he tried to murder David. Murder him. Now, why would he want to murder somebody that's on his side, in his army, and that never did anything against him? Because David was anointed, and he feared, he was in fear. He feared David's potential to the point that he hated him. To the point that he hated him enough to try to kill him. Knowing it was wrong, he tried to kill him and work against him. And that's what pride will do. And I remember a friend of mine was at a college, a Bible college, and they got together and prayed, and the dean got angry because they were praying and broke up the prayer meeting. A prayer meeting! And told them not to pray at a Bible college. And I've heard some Christian people say, well, you don't want to be too fanatical. Going in God's presence and worshiping the Lord is not, that is right. And if you walk in love with people and love people and help people and understand people and show God's love, religious people may hate you for it. I'm saying these things in an extreme to show that the love of God is much greater. That's why God used people, everyday people, and called them to minister at the last hour. People that love Him. The Lord our God loves to do wondrous works with people who just love Him. Sometimes He say the least of these. When Jesus broke down things to His disciples who loved Him, they had, you know, the 7 day return with a good report. They were excited because they realized that demons was subject to them. They took authority over them, and they got good. They had good success. They were casting out devils and working, you know, working miracles. And they came back rejoicing. And Jesus said something. He said he rejoiced and thanked God that there were many prophets who desired to see the things that they saw. And God hid them from them and revealed them to babes. See, and the prophets were people of such caliber as well. But the Lord, some things the Lord wouldn't reveal because He was hiding His best from the worst. And some revelations the Lord wouldn't reveal openly to the prophets. And then there were times that He did. He showed Daniel things that would happen, and He told Daniel to conceal those things that he heard. Some things Daniel didn't write. Daniel knew it, but he didn't reveal it. But the 70 that returned and His disciples, the Lord would reveal things to them, and they would see it, and they would appreciate, they rejoice, because God revealed some things to them. And it was a blessing. So the people that the Lord called at the last hour will be some of the most effective ministers ever. And hopefully you will be one of them, because we need many. We need people who love God, who serve God, who love God, who wants to make a difference, who wants to be a blessing. We need such people of such caliber. And all you have, the main thing you have to do and realize, can you obey God? Just obey Him. and take him at his word. Now, if you listen to these broadcasts, you're gonna continually hear me say that if anything you want to do, look at the Lord. Don't look at the situation. Don't look at yourself. Don't look at what you lack. Only look at Him. God is motivated to save souls. If you ever feel like, well, God isn't motivated, read the book of Jonah. The Lord took a reluctant prophet and made history. Person that didn't even, he wanted the people to die. The Lord did several miracles to get Jonah out of place in time, in Nineveh, in time to preach so he could spare that nation. Well, you're living in the days of Jonah now. People are about to be destroyed. They've been doing all kind of wickedness, and God's going to have to judge them. But if we can get them to repent, they won't have to be judged. They can be forgiven, and they can be saved. And they are important to God. God loves these people dearly. Even though they do things that offend you, and, you know, people forget how merciful God is. You know, they easily preach against sin, which we should do. Sin is deadly. People are going to die because of their sin, and they will be judged. And that's important. But you don't have to have a personal vendetta against people because they choose to sin. They're the ones in trouble, not you, not me. You know, I'm trying to get them out of trouble. And then the enemy tried to make a division rift against people. People who are homosexuals, they say, well, Christians are homophobic. They hate you. I don't hate anybody. Even the people who stir up the pot, people who stir up people against me, think telling them I don't love them. I'm not trying to prove that I know I love them. And I know that I love them if I warn them in love, too. I don't just want to tell people you're going to die and go to hell. I want them to know also God loves you and your soul is important to Him. Not only God, but also me. You are important. I treat people, everybody I meet, I treat them like you are important to me. You matter to me. And I once asked the Lord, how do you show love? How do you let people know you really love and care about them? He said, well, take them seriously. Treat them like they matter. Call people back. Help them when they need you to. That's how you show love. Be kind. And people, they expect you to be a certain way when you're a preacher. Sometimes people, they expect you to be like whoever they met before you. That's how they expect you to be. Once you tell people you're a preacher or a Christian or you love God, they automatically put you in a category. But when you treat them with the kindness and love of Jesus Christ, the same way Jesus loves you. You see, if I can get people to love others just like Jesus loved them, a lot of their problems will be solved, especially relationship problems. But if you hold people to a higher standard than God held you to, and you're not going to love them if they go below that standard. That's not God's. God loves every soul. And see, the people who He called at the last minute, they were probably treated pretty rough by people of God anyway. See, people who love God, they can say God will be with them and give them information and knowledge. And sometimes people get jealous of that. And they accuse you of trying to take the church. I've been treated all just because I love God. You can be persecuted by other Christians, older Christians. They may not hear your message because they don't look at you as an equal. They look down on you sometimes. And some people, they handle it different. Some people, they just, you know, they've been to church, they've been hurt, and they want to get out of, they're not in competition. they're idle in ministry because of the way people treated them. But see, the Lord's going to wake up these anointings that's been dormant. You got to get past how people are, and you got to look at the Lord. You don't need people's approval like you think. You need the Lord. Look at him. Look at what God did through Jonah, a reluctant prophet. Don't look at your lack. Don't look at what's not. Don't look at your finances. Don't look at the obstacle. Don't look at how hard-headed people are. God will give you an anointing and it will break yokes. And you will be amazed. You're going to love it. Just yield to the Holy Spirit. Hear him out. Do what he say. Act on the dreams he gives. Act on the knowledge he gives. Act on the love. Act on his influence. And speak his word and reap that harvest. It's easy. Doing it God's way is so much easier and so much better. I'm telling you, you're going to love it. And the tares, don't be hurt by tares anymore. You don't need them. You don't need their jealousy. You don't need their approval. You don't even need their blessing. You need the Lord. And anybody that helped you, thank God for them. I thank God for every soul that helped me. But I learned don't depend on people and ask people to do what God has given you to do. The people God send you to help you, let them be a blessing. Thank God for them. Remember this, the army of the house of God, the people of God is a volunteer army. And he will do what it takes to win those he knows he can win. He knows how people will receive you. He knows what you can say to make the difference. He knows what he's doing. And I'm going to close with this. Only do what he give you to do. And believe in what you're doing. Because the just shall live by faith. We preach by faith. We activate the anointing by faith. And we agree with God by faith sometimes. That's how we learn to trust him. Because when it works, you look back and say, it worked last time. I'm going to do what he said this time. And you gain momentum in the things of God. You can't look at what you don't know. You can't look at what you do know. You can't even trust what you think you know. Receive correction and obey the Lord. The easy way to do all this, fill your heart with his love. The revelation of his word is the revelation of your love. Receive his word and you will be appropriate. Receive his word, you'll have the faith you need to do the gentle and bold things of the Holy Ghost. And you will make the day. You will make the day at the last hour. But those who refuse God, they're on their own. So many people do it their way. But if you can take the Lord at his word, you will do a mighty work. A mighty work is not a boisterous work. A mighty work is not a loud work. A mighty work is not a pompous work. A mighty work is not always a visually big work. A mighty work is what God begins and what God ends. In heaven, you'll see the difference. A lot of people thought they didn't do much. But in heaven, the difference is made. People may not hold you in high esteem, but you don't really need them to. What is the Holy Spirit saying? That's the difference. Now I'm out of time. The Lord is not. He'll continually and mightily move in and throughout your life as you yield to him. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. Jesus is our Lord.